This is Julie Hoag, and welcome to Vegetarians and Meat Lovers Split Table Recipes. Happy New Year. It's New Year's Eve that I'm recording this, and Happy New Year to you in 2023. I wish you all the best and a wonderful year full of achieving all wonderful things and accomplishing things and happiness and joy and pleasure. I wish that for you. Happy New Year. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season and Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas or any other holidays you may celebrate in your particular area of the world. I know it is different in different places, but I just want to say happy holidays. Whatever your holiday is, enjoy. I hope you're enjoying it. Today on the podcast, I'm going to talk about appetizers, which is a common thing for New Year's Eve. A lot of people at parties like to do a bunch of different appetizers because it's kind of like mingle, talking, snacking, having drinks and cocktails, have a little bit of food, socialize, talk some more, maybe play some games, and then go back for more appetizers. And it's kind of like people graze all evening long. Whether you do this at home with just your family or go to a party, you can make it fun by doing special fun appetizers. These are jalapeno appetizer recipes. And this first one that I'm going to talk about is one that is so easy, but it's so good. It is so good. I've had it on Pinterest for a while and it does really, really well there. It's also in my cookbook, One Dish, Two Diets, and on my website. But this is cheddar hash brown potato jalapeno bites appetizer. And this is one that works really well as a hybrid because you can put meat in some of them and meat less for others. So, and I've done this many times and it's so easy. And you may even have all the ingredients right in your home right now. It's really common ingredients. The things you use are frozen shredded hash brown potatoes. Then they need to be thawed. So you need to plan ahead a little bit. And when I do this, I usually make a whole bunch of them. So I use the 30-ounce package. You can do smaller and just scale it back. But the proportions of the recipe, the ingredients for the recipe are based on 30 ounces. So you're using a big bag, but scale it back if you want to make less. So again, the 30 ounces of frozen hash browns thawed, an 8-ounce can of diced hot jalapenos undrained. You want that juice in there because there's a bunch of spice in that juice too. 2 cups of shredded mild cheddar cheese, 2/3 cup finely chopped onion, and 1 teaspoon salt. Now, if you're going to make some of them meat, things I've done in the past, pepperoni pieces. You could use those little pepperoni pieces. Those work pretty good. Crumbled bacon, or use 4 slices of deli ham broken up into pieces for half of them to be meat appetizers and the other half to be meatless. So it's really easy. You just mix up the first ingredients that I said. Split it down the middle. Make 2 bowls. One will be the vegetarian and the other one will have the meat. And then you just keep track of what you're doing as you make them. What you use for this is like a little, those, you know, those muffin tins where they're like little mini muffins. That's what you use. So you just keep track. And often you can see the meat pieces. So it's pretty easy to keep track of what you're doing as you're making them. So easy. It's so easy to make meatless and meat appetizers at once. Just add the meat last, like in this case. So then you're going to preheat the oven to 400 degrees and you're going to combine the thawed hash brown pieces, the potatoes, 2 cups of the shredded cheddar cheese, the 8 ounces of diced jalapenos, and 2/3 cup finely chopped onion in a large bowl. Then you're going to sprinkle 1 teaspoon salt over the potato mixture. And just really stir it really well. I use a big giant spoon and I just stir, flipping it over, tossing it around, just mixing it up good so that salt gets in there good and the jalapenos get dispersed well and the cheese. So then you're going to spray a 24-count mini muffin pan or whatever size you have with cooking spray. I tend to like to use the olive oil cooking spray because olive oil is so much better for you. And then you just spoon fill the cups with the hash brown mixture and you fill it up to the top and you want to squish it down with a spoon. So keep squishing it down with a spoon and fill it all the way flush. You could use your fingers too, but this is like kind of compacts it and it just works out better when you cook it. So it's like a little bite-sized cup. Oh, these are so good. I just absolutely love these. These are very popular. When I've made them for people, they're like, oh, these are awesome. So you want to keep adding more potato mixture to the top and squishing in, squish, 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 until you get it level and like packed in there. And what I do, since I only have a 24 count mini muffin pan, then I just stick the bowls back in the fridge so that they can stay cool while round one is cooking. And you bake it at 400 degrees for 46 to 50 minutes until the edges are browned. Then you're going to scoop the bites out with a spoon and place them on a platter. Again, keeping them separate, the meat versus the meatless. And then you just fill the remaining muffin cups and bake again. And when I've made this before, it makes 48 bites. So I use my muffin pan twice. And so I'm done in two rounds. Depending on what size your pan is, this may be different for you, but it's spicy. It's a tasty bite. And potatoes are so good. And they get a little bit crispy. It's so good. And when you really pack it down like that, it stays as a little cup, a bite-sized little cup that you can just pick up and eat. And these spicy, cheesy potatoes are just delicious. And making them as an appetizer for a football party or any group party works out well. So this is a great one for the upcoming Super Bowl party, where people also like to do a bunch of appetizers. And this one is really works well for people because it's so good without the meat and it's so good with the meat for people who want meat. So it's just so easy. It's pretty easy, really. I mean, and there aren't very many ingredients. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ingredients if you're doing meatless, and 6 ingredients if you're doing meat. And pretty much you may have all of these things in your refrigerator and freezer right now. I do like to set out the hash browns to thaw like overnight. You could take them out and spread them out like on some cookie sheets if you're trying to get them to, you know, defrost sooner, quicker. That's one way I did do it once because I didn't plan ahead. Imagine that. I didn't plan ahead and I needed them. So I just spread them out on a cookie sheet, several cookie sheets, and they just thawed much quicker. So that is one delicious appetizer that I am excited to share with you. And I hope you like it. It's so good. It's so good. And they're just really attractive little things. They just these little bite-sized things you just pick up and pop in your mouth, just like it's supposed to be for appetizers. Okay, now I'm going to give you a cheese ball recipe. Everyone loves a good cheese ball, right? Well, this is another jalapeno one, and it's so good. It's attractive looking, and it's great for any time of year. I mean, it works for Christmas, works for New Year's Eve. It's also really fun in the summer and the fall. I love it around the pool. We have a swimming pool in our backyard, so it's just really fun to have it sitting out around the pool, and everybody can just come up and dip their crackers in it as we're doing a pool party or something. It's super fun. Okay, so this is jalapeno, chia, and pumpkin seed cheese ball. And this recipe is also in my One Dish, Two Diets cookbook, which is now out in paperback and hardcover and audiobook and ebook. When you get the audiobook, you actually get a copy of the ebook for free. I'm really excited to have it in hardcover. It's just so much fun to have your book, your cookbook in hardcover. So that's just exciting. Okay, so this one is a really delicious appetizer. And as I said, it works for any time of year, really. I like it in fall, too, just because of the pumpkin seeds, and you're thinking about all things pumpkin, you know? Great for fall gatherings, potlucks, any kind of party, and it does have some healthy ingredients in it. So, hey, a cheese ball, that's healthy and yummy. Yes, please. Instacart, groceries delivered in as little as 1 hour. Free delivery on your first order, $35. Save yourself that trip to the market. Instacart delivers groceries in as fast as 1 hour. They connect you with personal shoppers in your area to shop and deliver groceries from your favorite stores. Free delivery on your very first order over $35. Following the link in the show notes lets Instacart know we sent you and help support our show. Multiple stores available. Shop all of your favorites on a single order. The products you love from your local stores. Hand-selected by shoppers based on your preferences. Delivery to your door in as fast as 1 hour. Instacart highlights deals to help you save money. Don't we all want that? Find everything you usually buy and get smart suggestions for new items. Instacart picks the freshest produce and keeps your eggs safe too. Woohoo! Those are things I want. Try it out today. You will love it. All right, what do you need? You need 12 ounces of cream cheese in the block form softened. So set that little puppy out on the counter and let it thaw so it's not so rigid when you're trying to mix it, not so stiff. You can unwrap it too, like I've done that. When I want it to go faster, just take it out of that foil wrap and let it sit there for a little bit on the counter until it gets softened. Super easy. And then you're going to need 1/2 cup shredded pepper jack cheese, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, and 1 teaspoon minced garlic, 1 banana pepper, 2 jalapeno peppers, and 1/4 cup honey roasted pumpkin seeds, and about 2 to 4 sleeves of crackers for when you serve it. Any kind of cracker works, right? Cracker's a cracker. And so then you just plop that around the cheese ball. I like it too because the pictures I took, I made it look kind of like a sunflower. So like you got this big cheese ball in the middle and then you do stacks of crackers all around it like the petals. So it ends up kind of looking like a sunflower, which makes it really fun for fall. Okay, so how do you make this? So you're going to take your 12 ounces of softened cream cheese, 1/2 cup shredded pepper jack cheese, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, and 1 teaspoon minced garlic together in a bowl. And I like to use a fork because it's kind of like does this mashing action when you stir. So I stir and mash it with a fork to mix it. It works pretty good. And it really, you just keep mashing it with that fork. Then you're going to add banana pepper and jalapeno peppers to a food processor and grind it into small pieces until it's almost pureed. So I have a little food processor. I know I'm kind of lame. I need to get a big one, but it works great because all you're doing is a little bit of pepper and you just want to just grind it down. Then you're going to add that pepper mixture to the cheese mixture. And again, stir with that fork, mashing and mix it thoroughly. Stirring and mashing is what I do with the fork. And it just seems to work well because then like the cheese goes through the spokes of the fork and you just keep mixing it that way. It works well. And then you're going to take your hands, which hopefully you have clean hands. You're going to mold it into a ball with your hands. So you have this big mound of cheese. So make it as round as you can because, you know, hey, cheese balls usually look round, right? So it looks like a dome. Just keep working it with your hands until you get it into the shape you desire. If you want to make it a log, hey, go for it. You can do whatever you want. This is your thing. Then you're going to crush 1/4 cup of pumpkin seeds, and then you're going to roll the cheese ball in the pumpkin seeds to coat it. And I like to do this. I put them in, the pumpkin seeds, in like a little Ziploc, and then I take a kitchen mallet and I smash the heck out of it. Bang, 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 right? My kids always want to know what I'm doing when I do that. Sometimes they like, that's the part they like. I have boys. They're like, what are you doing? They want to come mash the stuff up. I just recently did that with my son. I was making that pula bread for Christmas. And one of the steps, you have to punch the bread down. And I believe this was in one of my recent podcast episodes where you make the pula bread, the finished pula bread. And so when I was making it on Christmas Eve, I started to punch it. And my youngest was like, oh, Mom, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm punching the dough. And he's like, his eyes lit up. He's a boy. Punching the dough? Can I do it? I said, oh, yes, you can. And he had so much fun. I made him wash his hands and he punched the dough down because you have to punch it. Like it's at that point, it's where it's like puffed up and you've let it rise for like an hour. And then you have to punch it down and let it rise again. And so he thought that was just great that he got to come into the kitchen and punch dough into a bowl as hard as he could. He thought that was great. The look on his face was priceless. He had an absolute blast. Anyway, if you haven't checked out that podcast episode, go back and check it out. It is the best bread. It is, everybody loves it when I make it. It's a really old recipe that's been around for a long time. It's a Finnish recipe from a Finnish cookbook. And I believe I put the link to that in that podcast episode too, so people could find it if they want it. And I did put the ingredients down in the podcast notes, which again, I will do for the cheese ball and the hash brown little cups. I'll put those down in the podcast notes too. So when you're serving this one, I usually put it in the refrigerator after I've made the ball for the cheese ball, you know, after you've rolled it in the pumpkin seeds, put it in the fridge for a while just to firm up. And then you're going to put it out to serve it with crackers. You could put it out with bread too, but then you probably want some sort of a knife there so that you could spread it. The crackers, once you let the cheese ball sit out a little bit again so that it gets soft, people can often just use the cracker to scoop out some cheese. But it never hurts to put a knife there or a spoon so people can scoop some on their plates. And it's an interesting looking little cheese ball. I've never had one like this before, so that's why I liked it too, that it's got the pumpkin seeds in there. And you could do different types of pumpkin seeds. Did you know that pumpkin seeds are also called pepitas? I found that out one day. I'm like, oh, what is this? Oh, pepitas, they're pumpkin seeds. So if you can't find pumpkin seeds in your deli section, look for pepitas. And if you can't find honey roasted, that's okay. Just get the pepitas. And they look kind of greenish when I've gotten them, the pepitas, in my stores near me. They're kind of greenish and they're called pepitas, but they're pumpkin seeds. So I've seen different types of pumpkin seeds. The one that I used for the honey roasted pumpkin seeds, they look more golden. So it's going to depend on what you can find in your area, in your store, in your deli, maybe a specialty store. You don't want the shells, obviously. You want them to be shelled so that you don't have to deal with the shells or popping them out of the shells. No. Get them shelled. No shells. That's just not something you want. Okay, one more jalapeno appetizer recipe for this podcast episode. This one is, they're really cute looking little packages. They look like little envelopes, this particular appetizer. They're kind of cute looking and they're easy to pick up and pop in your mouth. They are called jalapeno, pumpkin, and chia seed wontons. Again, from my One Dish, Two Diets cookbook. With this particular recipe, it is a vegetarian appetizer recipe, but it delivers such a great combination, a delightful combination of spice, creaminess, and nutty flavor. I mean, you could sneak some meat in there if you want, like something small. It'd have to be something small, like bacon crumbles or something that would fit in these little envelope appetizers. They look like little compact pouches, kind of. I don't know how else to describe them, but they contain some omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids because you add chia seeds to it. And there's calcium and fiber. Did you know chia seeds are a great way to get omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids? So they're good for vegetarians and meat lovers. All people. You're going to make 42 wontons with this. And this is what you need to make these little compact little pouches. I like them because they look like a little envelope when they're done. 1 8-ounce of block cream cheese softened, 2 fresh jalapeno peppers, 1/4 cup honey roasted pumpkin seeds, and 1 tablespoon chia seeds, 3 1/2 dozen, 12 ounces of package of 42 wonton wraps, 3 tablespoons olive oil, and 1 tablespoon water. So this has some of the similar ingredients from the cheese ball. So, you know, it's kind of easy to remember too, right? Okay, so what you're going to do, this is a little bit manual, so be prepared for that. You're going to be wrapping up these little bite-sized pouches with your hands, and so it takes a little bit of time. The cook time is only 11 to 12 minutes, but you're going to need some time to build these little puppies. So preheat your oven to 400 degrees and cut the jalapenos and either keep the seeds if you want more spice or scoop them out, depending on your desired spiciness. You're going to grate the jalapenos using a cheese grater to get them to be small little pieces. And you're going to add the jalapenos to the 1 block of softened cream cheese in a mixing bowl. You're going to crush 1/4 cup pumpkin seeds, and you're going to add those crushed pumpkin seeds and 1 tablespoon chia seeds to the cream cheese and grated jalapenos. Stir and mash with a fork to mix together thoroughly. Then you're going to add 1 teaspoon of the cream cheese mixture to the center of each wonton wrap. I usually make about 5 to 6 wontons at a time. Like I get a cutting board, I lay out 5 to 6 little wraps, wonton wraps, and then I kind of build those 5 or 6, and then I transfer them to the cookie sheet, and then I go on to the next batch. And I keep doing that until I fill up the entire cookie sheet so that they can be all cooked on 1 cookie sheet. So this is how you do it. You want one of those like little brushes or paintbrush or like a rubber brush for the kitchen, something that's a kitchen utensil. Brush all edges of the wonton wrap with water and fold in half to make a triangle. Now, this of course is over the 1 teaspoon of cream cheese mixture. So you want to make sure you put that in the middle, and then you're going to be wrapping it. So After you brush it with the water, fold it in half to make a triangle shape. So basically, you're folding the whole wonton wrap over. So it looks like a triangle. And then that little teaspoon of cream cheese is like right there in the middle. And then you're going to press along the edges to seal it. And that water that you put there helps it to adhere to itself and kind of seal. And then you're going to brush one side of the wonton wrap with olive oil, flip it over, and brush the other side with oil. Then you're going to fold in all three points of the triangle to make it a pouch. So that's how it ends up looking like an envelope, like a package. It looks like a little envelope. And then you bake on an ungreased cookie sheet at 400 degrees for 11 to 12 minutes until the edges of the wonton wrap are browned. So this is one that's really good when you make it fresh and eat it right away. It still is good left over, but it's better and you get that crispiness and stuff when it's fresh. So this is one that you might want to make like right before a party and have it sitting out. You're not going to want to be messing around building these things when people are at your house for a party. It's very manual. So this is one that you'd want to like spend some time making before guests arrive and then maybe have it sitting out right when they arrive so that it's fresh. It hasn't been refrigerated. It's fresh and warm and crispy. So, and they're just fun. They're fun to look at and they're fun to pop in your mouth. They're so easy. So good. There's so many things you can do with jalapenos and, you know, they do make less hot jalapenos. If you've ever looked for them in the store, they do make some that are less hot. So they're not as spicy. You know, like my youngest does not like anything spicy whatsoever. So he usually stays away from such things. Or if you have issues with spiciness for health reasons, look for the ones that are less spicy. And they exist out on the market. So there's different levels of heat that you can pick based on how strong the jalapeno peppers are. And of course, you know, take out all those seeds. If you don't want it spicy, make sure you get out all those seeds before you're using it. So this is another fun recipe. And what I like to do with these too when I serve them, the wontons, is take some extra pumpkin seeds and sprinkle them on the platter with the wontons. So then it's like people could grab some of the pumpkin seeds to eat too as they're grabbing wontons for their plate. They can scoop up some seeds and munch on those too because they're so good. Again, pepitas work well for this, pumpkin seeds, whatever they end up being called in the store. I did use honey roasted again for this particular recipe, but you could use different flavored ones or plain ones, just salted ones. If you're cutting back on salt, look for unsalted. I'm sure they exist. They're just so good. And it's just another way to get protein too is to eat seeds and nuts. Just really tasty and they're good for you. What are you making for New Year's this year? Are you making any fun things? It's so much fun to try different things too. I get in these situations with holidays where I want to keep making the same foods because I love those particular foods. But I need to expand that. I know everyone's like this. So everyone's like, oh, this time of year, this holiday, I got to make this again because you love it and you don't make it more than once a year. Well, we need to get into making them more than once a year then. I think that's the answer to that one. So you aren't just making the same things over and over again. Although that's a good way to celebrate too, isn't it? So I think the answer is just make more of them throughout the year. Maybe then you will try something new. I'm always up for trying something new. I'm always creating recipes. It's so funny. Like right now I'm making a taco salad, which probably will end up on this podcast as well. But we're going to a New Year's Eve party and I'm making a taco salad, which I'm really excited about trying. I've been developing this recipe in my brain and I haven't made it yet. So I'm just really excited to try it out. I'm going to do some buffalo flavored cauliflower bites added in. And so I'm going to make a chicken portion and a meatless portion, but both of them are going to have these buffalo flavored cauliflower bites in them. So I'm really excited to try this out. So if this is good, if it turns out yummy and people like it, you'll be seeing it on the podcast coming soon. And I am going to use chicken. So I cooked the chicken and taco seasoning and vinegar and oil. And so I cooked that actually last night in preparation for making it today. And I chopped it up all into little pieces. And so today when I'm going to go to build the taco salad, I already have the chicken ready. So it's like a great way to do it. But I'm so excited to try this recipe and I'll be telling you if it works out or not. And if it's good, it'll probably go in my new cookbook. I'm working on a new cookbook, of course. which I'm always working on something new. This one's going to be salads and breads, I believe. So I'm pretty excited. I've got a few recipes in and it's so much fun. I love to create different types of recipes, try different foods. And every time I make something new for my family, I'm like, oh, that's so good. I need to share it, develop it and share it. And hey, it's fun. I put it in the cookbook. I put it on my blog and put it on this podcast. I'm having so much fun doing this podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. And I do want to say that don't forget to check out the Instacart down in the podcast notes. You can find out how you can use Instacart and get convenience and have things delivered right to your house from your favorite stores. It's so easy and convenient, especially if you're throwing a party like a New Year's Eve party and you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot something, which I actually did. I'm trying to decide if I want to go get it or not. But, you know, you can just literally get it delivered to your house very quickly. So find out more about that down in the podcast notes. Instacart is what it's called. And it's my favorite go-to when I don't have something that I need. They can get it to me. And that is huge for me when I'm busy or I'm about to host a party and I need something and I don't want to take the time to go to the store. It's perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I hope you enjoy the food. I'm always looking for feedback. So if you do try some of my recipes, I'd love to hear your thoughts in a review on the podcast app where you're listening or even on my website. And my email is juliehogue@juliehoguewriter.com. So you can always email me something too. I'm always looking for ideas and feedback. I do have a newsletter sign up as well, which I can put down in the podcast notes. It's also on my website, juliehoguewriter.com. Right up at the top, you can sign up for my newsletters, which I do every 2 to 3 months, maybe. I don't do it every single month because I do other things in writing as well. So, but it's really fun for me to share with you. So if you would like to be a part of that, and I also put, you know, promotions in there. If I have something on sale or free, that appears in there as well. So look for that on my website, juliehoguewriter.com. And I hope that you have an amazing and wonderful Happy New Year. Enjoy it. Enjoy time with your family. Hopefully you've had some time off to relax and enjoy the holiday time as well, because that's important too. We need to make time for ourselves and our families, and just we need time to chill out, right? We're so busy, always doing this and that. We need time to sit back and relax and enjoy good food. There's so much pleasure that can be had from food. Simple pleasure, right? I mean, even in something just as simple as a piece of toast with your favorite spread, enjoy that. Enjoy it. Be present in the moment and enjoy your food. No matter what that food is, no matter how simple it is or how complex, you can enjoy it and get that and just savor it. You know, just savor that food and savor that moment. Slow down and taste it. It will make you so much happier and help you enjoy your daily life. We need to enjoy the simple things too, not just all these amazing things like big important things like trips and stuff like that. Enjoy your food daily. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Follow me on whatever podcast app. Subscribe so that you don't miss a single one when it pops up as new. And I would love a review from you. If you're able to leave me one, it would be great. I would love to hear your thoughts in a review and a rating. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye-bye.